WLEW AM 1340, the Thumb's hottest country. Good morning, here with Gilbert, filling in for Craig with the What Do You Think program. My guest in the studio today is Steve Lowers, president of the Caseville Chamber and chairperson for Cheeseburger. And we're going to be talking about the big event starting this weekend, Cheeseburger in Caseville. Hi, Steve. How's it going?
Good morning, Gilbert. Good morning, everybody. We're hoping to see all of you come starting on Friday.
Yes, hopefully we will. Love to be there. Cheeseburger is definitely one of my favorite things. I know a lot of people love them. But before we actually get into Cheeseburger, why don't we talk about another big Caseville event that we just had a little bit ago, last in June, right?
Yes, the last weekend in June. We celebrated our third annual Ribstock Festival.
Yes, and how did Ribstock go?
Well, it was very, very good. It's a tough economy, things like that, and what is real beneficial to the Thumb, up in the Thumb, is doing whatever we can to promote and have the people from the city less than a tank of gas come and visit the entire Thumb of Michigan. And we felt it did a good draw. It brought a lot of people in, and we went through approximately 17,000 ribs in one day. So it seems like it did
a lot of
well.
Food.
Yes, yeah.
How does that compare to previous years?
Actually, it was up. It was up, and one of the reasons we actually came up with the idea of the festival is because of the fact that we felt that in a resort area, we with the schools kind of going longer and things like that, and graduations, we were just trying to find a way to get some more people up into the Thumb area during June.
Right.
Seems like lately, the last few years, everything starts 4th of July weekend, and we just kind of wanted to lengthen that a little bit so we can get some more resorters in the town.
Very nice. So all in all, a good success. Any big plans
for
next year's Ribstock?
Absolutely. We're going to definitely increase and improve our entertainment. We had over 7 country bands. They did a fabulous job. But the neat thing is I like to kind of be versatile and get different bands. So I kind of get on the road during the wintertime when it slows down in Caseville and do a little bit of auditioning and go listen to bands and things like that.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's fun.
Do you feel like American Idol when you have to do the auditions?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's really cool. I enjoy doing that, yes.
Very
Unfortunately,
cool.
They don't let me go because I told them all the best bands are in Tennessee.
And gotcha.
I said even over like in the Bahamas, there's some really good country bands.
Oh, yeah, totally.
It's not in the chamber budget to send me there yet.
Gotcha.
We're working on it.
So let's talk about the big event going on this weekend. Getting started the 12th, so on Friday.
Yes.
Cheeseburger in Caseville. 13th annual, right?
Yes.
Okay. And this year's theme is?
It's the Lucky Parrot.
All right.
Lucky 13. We are celebrating the 13th year, and we're extremely excited about it. We had spoken just before we got on, and 13 years ago, Lynn Besmick had created this wild, tacky idea of this Jimmy Buffett-type festival, and I can remember being part of it, helping out a little bit, and not many people imagine what it would do 13 years later, but I know Marty Beers and the Music Doctors had performed on the beach, maybe 500, 600 people, 500 buttons may have been sold. And
right.
I know last year we had well over 12,000 buttons were purchased.
Wow.
And we had over 30 entertainment acts, and it's going to be even larger this year. We anticipate even a bigger draw.
How many days long was it the first year?
Basically, it was a Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday. And,
really?
Yes, and I remember it rained, and we had to actually go into a sheltered area a few years later. Now we've got the beautiful amphitheater at the Caseville County Park, which is extremely nice to have that.
Right.
Now,
so, that's where all your live entertainment is.
Yes, and that's probably who I should talk about first of all, is at the Huron County Road Commission and the Caseville County Park, because I just hope I can get a hug from Judy and Stacy and all the folks at the county park on
right.
the 10th day of Cheeseburger. It's hectic. It's a lot of work for all those kids and employees over there. And I'll tell you what, between them and even our local, if you look at our local community, the people that basically support Caseville year-round, it's tough for them. I mean, with the amount of people that come into town and we appreciate their patience and their support of it also.
And that kind of brings me to another question. What does the city do to prepare for Cheeseburger, and how do they handle the whirlwind after Cheeseburger?
Absolutely, yes. Big thumbs up for like the DPW and fire, all the cleaning and things like that.
Right.
Our local government is extremely supportive of what we do, the Chamber of Commerce. We actually, we may take August off, the end of August, but starting in September, the last Wednesday of September, we have meetings on Wednesdays, the last Wednesday of the month, and continue that right starting in September, preparing for the following year.
Wow.
We get a lot of participation from some of the council members, so they're there, they know what's going on, they know what we're planning. Make sure we're not getting too out of hand as far
right.
as what we got coming in for the next year.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, I've been there for Cheeseburger for the parade. We were in the parade the last 2 years, and I've seen the havoc the parade has wreaked on the city, you know, on the city yeah. right afterwards. It's a mess. And then Thursday morning, bright and early, get there, and it's clean. Like,
it's
you
amazing.
Couldn't even tell.
It's amazing. It's just like the large world's largest vacuum cleaner.
Right, exactly.
Jump down and just sucked everything up.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah,
it gets
that,
so
you know,
clean so fast.
Yes.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah, that's our guys. You know, that's a DPW, and that's just, you know, it's an effort from everybody in the community, you know, helping out and things like that. And, you know, speaking of the parade, Jackie Finneran is the chairperson of that, and I've gotten together with her along with police forces, and Kelly Hansen, Sheriff Hansen's been there
yep.
a few of the different meetings about what we can ensure the safety of the parade. Last year we estimated about 50,000 people at that parade, which
wow.
is extremely large due to the fact that we've only got, what, about 32,000 in the whole county.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so... basically, we took some extraordinary measures this year, and the first one and the most important one I felt was extending the routes. Not that I own the True Value Hardware Store, but I can mention that the parade will start at Huron Street, which is adjacent to the hardware store. And by doing that, it's going to thin it out, because if you look at some pictures, Gilbert, we're 15, 16 deep in
yeah,
that street.
It's crazy.
Yes, there's some rather large floats. I've seen floats over 100 foot long, and they're wide, and our concern is the kids going out and things like that. So we always emphasize to all the parade participants not to throw out the candy, not
right.
to throw out the beads and that, to make sure they have people walking along the float, handing them out.
Right.
You know, and it's going to definitely ensure the safety. Also, you know, thanks to the Michigan State Police Force, along with the Grant County Sheriff Department, even our local Chief Lehrman, and we're going to have approximately 40 police officers on the parade route, which
wow.
puts them at about every 35 yards.
Right, yeah.
And the neat thing about that is that, you know, they're just going to ensure the safety, to make sure that people aren't jumping out in front of those floats. We don't need something tragic to happen.
Right, yeah, definitely.
Right.
Speaking of parade changes, I know we did change, well, you guys, I wasn't involved,
right.
but you did change the
you're
parade
welcome
route.
To, you're welcome to be involved.
I would love
out,
to.
Meeting, like I said, the meeting's the last Wednesday of the month.
All righty. But not only the parade route, but the parade time change this
yes.
year, right?
Yes, we moved it a half hour early. That was kind of one of my concerns, because one of the problems we were having is for example, the Boat Drunks, which is, if not the top or the top two or three rated Jimmy Buffett tribute band in all the United States.
Right.
And they come in from Indianapolis, Indiana, and our concern is that obviously we have to follow the rules of the park, which means music has to be turned off at 11 o'clock.
Right.
We start the parade at 6 o'clock, and I don't know if anyone's ever seen one, but this parade a couple of years ago had taken about 2.5 hours. And that takes about a half an hour away from their time, and here 11 o'clock came, and
right.
we had to cut them off, and
yep.
it was very unfortunate, because the people were just having a riot with that band.
Yeah.
So we have to abide by the rules. We figure if we start a little bit earlier, and then the politicians, if you'd like to meet and greet with them, they're going to be leaving probably about 5:20.
Gotcha.
And so we'll get those, and then the parade will start with, our current and still marshals, Johnny and Blondie from another radio.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
One of those stations.
One of those stations, exactly.
Well, taking a quick break, we do have a giveaway. Steve brought
yeah.
license plate, Cheeseburger license plate. I actually have one, and I like it too much to put it on my car. I don't want it to get ruined, so it's actually in my house waiting for a frame.
Your wedding present.
Yeah, there we go.
I hear you're not going to be here because someone's getting married during Cheeseburger.
That's right. I'll miss all of Cheeseburger.
I'm surprised no one's gotten married on our amphitheater stage yet, you know.
If
you got your plans set, you're welcome to come over and have it.
Oh, you know what? If it rains during our wedding, we can hop up to Cheeseburger. It won't be a problem.
There you go.
All right. So we're going to take caller number 3 at 269-1340. Caller number 3 will get one of the license plates for a Cheeseburger, which is cool, fun
sure.
paraphernalia for you.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right, again,
nice.
269-1340. We will have a couple more of those to give away later on during the show. Right now, kind of talking about the big events happening in Cheeseburger. We covered the parade, starts at a new time, new route.
Yes.
What other big events are we looking forward to?
Well, actually, Gilbert, one of the things I'd like to start off with is we kept our... We kept the price of the button at $7.
And what does the button get you into?
That gets you into everything.
That's what
you know,
I thought.
Honestly, any one of the, we have over 30 entertainment acts, and any one of the 30, if you were to sit and listen to.
Or all of the 30.
Or all of the 30. For $7, you can't beat it. It's a terrific price, okay? And, you know, what that money actually does for us, being a nonprofit group, is it allows us to put on festivals such as Ribstock and Country and our Pumpkin Festival.
Right.
Those aren't money-making festivals, but with a little bit of revenue from the Cheeseburger Festival, we're able to do things like that.
Right, and keep them going year to year.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, so we're $7, but one of the reasons why we can do it for $7 is because we have some of the most terrific supporters and continuous supporters that we have had in the past few years, you know. So I have to, real quick, if you don't mind, mention some of our sponsors. You know, our big sponsors, Charlotte Berry, Seasons Change Home Healthcare, and her husband, Clint Braun.
Right.
And the guys, Corey and everything, Clint's brother, from Braun Builders Incorporated. And they also now have the Key North Mini Golf.
Okay,
so basically they do some great sponsoring for us, very supportive. Rob Pillsworth, Key North Surf Shop. Also Smith Distributing, which is Bud Light, and then Miller, Jerry's Distributing. You know, they probably sell a little bit of beer during the festival.
Right.
So they're very
here and
good,
there.
Very, very good sponsors also. Our friends, Thumb National, Little Caesars, Subway, Gerald Ignash, and Charlotte, you know, from the Subway and the Clark.
Yep.
The Key North Surf Shop, Total HR Services, DT Energy, they're great sponsors. Some of the new ones, Saginaw Bay Dermatology, Dr. Boyce, along with his wife, the dentist from Caseville Family Dentistry, Independent Bank, and, you know, there's a lot of them. Buchholz Transport, our Riverside, our local, you know, there's a lot of different sponsors. And you know, I'll kind of throw a few more out there, but they're fabulous as far as that type of support. That's what allows us to keep the price of the buttons down. That's what allows me to go and spend $40,000 in entertainment alone for the festival.
Right, and that $40,000 is not... people coming to Cheeseburger aren't expected to pay that. That's why the sponsors are here.
Exactly. So. You know, and the neat thing about it is, and you had mentioned about some of the newer things, and
just letting us know that Joanne Pettit from Bad Axe did win that license plate.
Okay,
so congratulations.
Joanne. Yes, you can parade it around Bad Axe for us. We appreciate it. You know, speaking of Bad Axe, speaking of all the other communities and our thumb, and even the tri-counties, I was informed that even in Bay City, as far as Bay City, there's no lodging available at some of the bigger hotels.
Really?
On the weekends due to the people that are staying there for, So I know the Bad Axe Hotels, if you are not filled yet, call our chamber office because we are looking for some lodging on both of the weekends for Cheeseburger. So
very
that's
nice.
That's kind of a neat deal.
Yes.
You know, so as far as the entertainment, like you had mentioned, What we decided to do this year is, and it's kind of a neat deal, Dave and Sue Bout that own the Wooded Island.
Okay.
We have concerts here. We've had them in the past during Cheeseburger. And, you know, it kind of takes a little bit out of the park.
Right.
It gives Judy and all the park employees a little break. So what we did is we, on both Saturdays, we scheduled basically two bands at the same time.
Okay.
We have our big tribute bands. For example, the first Saturday, we've got Air Margaritaville, which is enormous, and the draw is phenomenal. We expect 7,000 to 9,000 people there on the hill.
Wow.
And the following Saturday is a band from New Jersey, Jimmy and the Parrots.
Okay.
The neat thing is Friday night, Jimmy and the Parrots, the night before they come here, they're actually opening up for Jimmy Buffett.
Really?
Yeah, so that's real
cool.
So they'll be here on Saturday, the second Saturday. So they're 7:30 to 10:30. So what we thought we would do, there's a lot of folks that maybe, you know, honestly, I mean, I like Jimmy Buffett. By the second Saturday, I'm kind of buffeted out.
Yep.
We bring in these classic rock bands, and they're from the 70s and the 80s type of classic rock music. And they're going to perform on both Saturdays over at the Wooded Island from 6 to 9.
Very nice.
So you could go and you could enjoy that music. It's a little bit easier as far as your parking, and the convenience of getting in there is not having to take the hill.
Right.
Also, some people, you can basically go from 6 to 9, and then you can leave there and run down to the amphitheater and catch a second half of the Buffett band.
Yep, so, 9 to 11.
Right,
yep, not bad. Not bad at all.
Exactly. Thought that was a neat idea. There's so many people in town, and like I mentioned, some of the people, maybe, you know, they like the classic rock and things like that.
All right, so we kind of covered the weekends. We covered the parade. Any other, obviously, the big cheeseburger tasting contest?
Absolutely. That's going to start on Friday. That always kicks it off, along with the Hidden Harbor, the Key North, the kickoff scramble that they have on the first Friday. Scott Johnson from Channel 12 News, he's the guy who fell in love with Kaysville. He came up here a few years ago doing, shooting some news with me, and I can't get rid of him now. Okay. And Cap'n, Charlotte, or Cap'n, Crystal Cap'n from Kaysville Resort.
Okay.
They go and they lodge him over at the Charter House. And so now he's got his own little place. It's almost like it's every year.
Yep.
It's in for him. So Scott will be here as one of the celebrity judges. And he's a lot of fun. You know,
right.
And, like I mentioned, the golf, Mike and Paul down at the Hidden Harbor Golf Course put on a terrific golf outing to get it started.
Now, do you have any idea what we can expect for the tasting contest, or are you allowed to tell?
I'll tell you, the Kiwanis Club does that. They do a terrific job, and there's some regulations, and we've had a lot of different winners in the past, but boy, it sure is nice winning that, because you get that banner right away, Gilbert.
Right.
You know, so I mean, when you're sitting there and people are walking trying to figure out what 20 hamburgers they want to choose
exactly.
from, they're going to look and see that banner and say, oh, I guess we're going to have to try that one over there.
Yep.
You know, so.
Good honor to have
for
cheeseburger.
Yeah,
and they get that Friday night, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
so starting Friday night, the public will be able to know who won the cheeseburger contest.
And if they were smart, they'd put nice big old LED lights around the sign.
Yeah, there
you go.
Had
it flashing and everything else.
Yep.
So that's what I would do.
Yep,
that's a
not
great
bad.
Way to start. It's really neat. Plus, on the first day, we have our beautiful baby contest, and that runs for the week. And we have terrific art contests, picture photo contests. We have different things like that.
And when are those winners are announced?
Those will be announced at the towards the end of the festival, but the neat thing is that so it runs all week. So when
you're
there and you're taking pictures and you send them over to the Chamber website, and it's neat for us too, because we just have thousands of cool pictures, on our website from that. You can go to that anytime, the KaysvilleChamber.net website. And I got to brag, I was talking with Karen and I had asked her to put a counter on it, and I think in just a matter of a couple of weeks we had about close to 11,000 hits.
Wow.
So we're getting
bad.
Probably 500-600 people a day going and visiting the website and taking a look at the schedule and things like that. So.
And they can find the updated schedule there on the website.
Absolutely, yes.
We have the paper schedule in front of us.
We just got another 15,000 of these delivered, and
we're
worried that we may have to put another order in.
Right. Where can people pick up their paper schedules?
Any one of the businesses in Kaysville.
All right.
You can come right down to the WLAW office here.
We've got some sitting over here.
Come on and visit.
Well, I think now would be an okay time, if it's all right with you, Steve, to give away another one of our license plates.
Fantastic.
All right. Great. So looking for caller number 3, again, 269-1340. Very important. You have to call 269-1340, and you get yourself a cheeseburger in Kaysville license plate. Again, caller number 3, 269-1340. All right. So looking ahead at the schedule, of course, we talked about the cheeseburger tasting contest. Out of all the past years...
Okay.
I don't want to call this a personal question, but in your opinion, what has been your favorite cheeseburger?
Mike Tundo, Mike and Sonia from the Main Street Liquor in Deli.
All right, a couple years ago. What was it like? What made it the winning cheeseburger to you?
It was massive. It was juicy. It was tasty. And I guess maybe at that particular time, because I do a lot of running.
Right.
If I'm not mistaken, I tasted that burger when I was coming from the end of a concert. And I was in the cheeseburger bus driving myself back home.
Yep.
And Mike kind of waved at me, and I said, "You got any burgers left?" And he said, "Yeah." And then he handed me, he made one up, and oh, Lord. I mean, it was great.
Any particular toppings that are your favorite?
He had a big mushroom on there. What do you call them?
The portobello mushrooms?
Portobello mushroom on there. Oh, yeah, it was fantastic.
Nice. Very
fantastic.
Nice.
Fantastic. Yeah, people are getting extremely clever when it comes to these burgers nowadays, and I'm happy for them. They're partaking and they're just being a part of the festival, just like all the businesses in town. Every single business, I believe, in town, from your gift shops, the gas stations, everyone, they put on an event,
right?
The thing that I emphasize here is, a festival this large, we have to make sure and ensure the safety. And like I said, I had met with the our local sheriff department, with Sheriff Hansen a few times, along with the state police. And we've got some terrific coverage of the police for safety purposes.
Right.
You get that many people, you want to make sure you can ensure the safety as much as you can. You know, so, you know, thank God, you know, we haven't had any bad situations. We're not looking to have it. But thank God that they're here to help out to ensure it, you know. And,
yes.
And it's real tough for the individual, for the local people.
You right.
know, because it's tough for them because it's normally a quiet little town. You know, in the summer it picks up a lot. Our you know, basically I think we go up to a population goes from about 800 all the way to maybe 15,000 with
wow.
the cottage people and the snowbirds.
Right, yep.
And then Cheeseburger comes and we get a 250,000 people in
yeah.
10 days.
It's crazy.
So, yeah, yeah.
Quick question. Well, first of all, I want to say congratulations going out to Sue of Bad Axe. She was our second winner today.
Oh, we got two Bad Axe license plates
yep.
running through town now.
Two
Perfect.
Right now. Yep,
Perfect.
Not bad, not
right.
bad. Quick question for you. Are there any surprise Jimmy Buffett appearances that we know of? I know there's rumors floating around here and there.
Yes, it's kind of fun. We've had rumors the past few years. One thing I'd like to mention, which is a really, really neat idea, and this is new this year, is that Bob Brown, he is in the process of putting together, the, I don't know if you've heard, the recording, the TV recording studio
okay.
in Caseville.
Yep.
As we speak, it is getting built.
It's got like a November finish date, I think.
Yes,
yep.
It was earlier at one time, but obviously, you know, sometimes you got the loopholes you have
right.
to get through and things like that. He had approached us, the Chamber of Commerce, along with the village government and a lot of different people about the possibility of doing a documentary.
Okay.
And the documentary was approved, and well, the screenwriting has been done. And honestly, for the past 6 months, the name of the documentary is Chasing Jimmy. And it's a story about a small town of Caseville that puts together and celebrates this large Jimmy Buffett festival.
Very
okay?
nice.
Now, if you were to compare it to, say, and Bob knows Michael Moore, like, for example, Michael Moore made the documentary Roger and Me, which
right.
was about Roger Smith, the CEO.
Yep.
Of GM, and they never actually talked with Roger, but it was a huge, successful
right.
documentary. Well,
yep.
he's kind of in the process of doing the same thing. Now, the movie's called Chasing Jimmy, and Bob's been down to Key West. He's been in various locations at various concerts pursuing Jimmy, wanting to talk to Jimmy, wanting to invite him to come to the festival.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jimmy Buffett's a pretty busy guy, so, I mean, it's real difficult to try to track him down and get him to commit to come over. It'd be great if he did.
Right.
But I can say one thing is that the documentary is going fantastic, and we're looking to for the possibility of a red carpet premiere right at our local Bay
oh,
Theater.
Very
in,
nice.
May of 2012.
May.
Yeah, so that's
very good. Exciting.
How the movie ends, we don't know, Gilbert.
Yeah.
But, you know, it could end really well.
Yeah.
It could end, you know, but anyway, it's being well done, and you know, basically, I don't want to tell a lot of secrets because it's a documentary, and they'll be doing lots of filming during the festival
yep.
to get it completed. But he has spoke. He's talked with Jimmy. The contact was made. So his
All
success,
right.
his quest to get talk to Jimmy Buffett succeeded. Now,
very nice.
Getting Jimmy Buffett here, that's a completely different story.
Right, gotcha.
And if he is coming, I don't want to get that phone call. I don't want to get it, and, you know, but it's going to work out extremely well.
Right.
We have another neat deal is on Wednesday, there's a show. I mean, folks, you can watch it. It's actually a fantastic TV show on PBS. It's called Under the Radar. It's with Tom Dalton.
Okay.
And he's ecstatic. They're one of our sponsors, and he's coming in on the morning of the parade about 6 a.m. He'll be in town shooting all day, and he's going to be doing a one-hour special on his TV show called Under the Radar. On the Cheeseburger Festival.
Very nice. Yeah. When does that air? Does it air that night or?
You know, I'm sure they'll have plenty of editing to do and things
right.
like that.
Right. Yeah.
Especially
I was gonna say that's a big one.
Day.
Yeah.
If they're here all day, I'm sure they're gonna have plenty of editing. But it's you know you can go online and go to Under the Radar and look at some of their episodes. He's
okay.
been to a lot of different places, and the neat thing about it is that he's got some very good humor to it. Okay. He's kind of like me. You know. He's kind of hyper and kind of, you know, fast going and things like that. And he likes
right.
to make things funny. He makes it enjoy things. And,
good.
And it's not, you know, dull or anything.
Right,
like that,
yes. You know. And it's hard to make cheeseburger dull.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. He's ecstatic. He's really excited about doing it. So
gotcha.
That's
going
to be neat. So, you know, basically what that's doing, you know, we're getting to the point where the festival itself has become recognizable to where you can almost go anywhere. in the United States.
Right.
And I mentioned I'm going to, you know, I gave you that cheeseburger shirt.
Yep, I'll be wearing it in Canada.
You can wear that in Canada, and they're going to say, cheeseburger, eh? I've been there. I've had it, and I've known people wearing that shirt in Florida, California, even as far as the Bahamas, and people have actually recognized it.
My aunt has friends actually in Rochester Hills that they book, you know, campgrounds, and they come up and they take vacation, and they're here just for cheeseburger.
Okay.
They're like, we have to go, we have to go.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
very exciting.
That's exciting, it is. But, you know, I believe personally that not only does it, obviously, you know, owning a hardware store, I get to plug myself again. It's one of my worst weeks of the summer.
Right.
I mean, if I didn't have toilet plungers, toilet handles, and drain cleaner, I'd probably just close the store.
Yeah.
Well, we kind of go through a lot of that.
Yeah.
You know, but... as far as what it does for our businesses, but what I've noticed this year, and even in the past few years, because of the popularity of the festival, people are getting away with that, you know, with the affordable tank of gas.
Right.
They're coming up here for the day, but eventually it pays off because now they're coming and camping in June.
Yep.
When there's where campsites available, and I think it's really benefited a lot of our local campgrounds. Definitely our state campgrounds, you know, and things like that. And even this in Bad Axe and
All around.
You know, a lot of other places, sure.
Yeah. Well, I think it's time to give away our third license plate. Yep, so again, caller number 3 at 269-1340. And Steve, we're going to take a quick 60-second break, and we'll be back with more on What Do You Think on WLEW AM 1340.
If you're a farmer, you should know Farm Bureau Insurance. After all, you know how tricky insurance can be. Did you remember to add that new planter you bought? What about the truck? Did you switch that over? The equipment you'll be using will need to be added. If you're a farmer, you should know Farm Bureau Insurance. Because Farm Bureau Insurance works with you to get all your needs taken care of. From the implements and trucks to the insurance on your workers, your local Huron County Farm Bureau agent will walk with you every step of the way. If you're a farmer and you don't know Farm Bureau Insurance, call one of your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents today. It could just be one of the most important calls you make. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Contact one of your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents, Deb McBride or Corey Vollmer in Elkton, Casey Yan in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, or Bill Weitzel in Pigeon.
Michigan, my Michigan.
WLEW AM 1340, The Thumb's Hottest Country. Here with Gilbert, I'm filling in for Craig today on the What Do You Think show. And my guest today in the studio is Steve Lowers. Steve is the president of the Caseville Chamber of Commerce and chairperson for the Big Cheeseburger in Caseville celebration. That's the topic of our show today. And Steve, I think we want to talk about all the entertainment going on for, there's 11 days for cheeseburger?
10.
Oh, 10.
Don't stretch. 10's plenty.
Got congratulations going out to Marie of Port Hope. Marie got the third license plate.
Okay.
So now we've got Bad Axe and Port Hope.
That's great. Congratulations. That's not a very big town. That thing's going to stick out.
Definitely.
You know,
we'll see it.
People are going to enjoy that. Yes. And I hope Port Hope even enjoys, you know, the extra business that they may even see, you know, due to the amount of people that come into town.
All right. So what do we have for entertainment for cheeseburger?
Well, you know, Gilbert, something I'd like to bring up is that I was asked to be the one of the guest spokespersons. Every year I go down to the Michigan Festivals and Events, which represents all the Chamber of Commerce just throughout Michigan.
Right.
Honestly, 7 years ago I was down there, and I went for the first time, and there were over 600 Chamber of Commerce through Michigan there.
Wow.
I went last year, and they had asked me to be the guest speaker regarding our Cheeseburger Festival.
Very nice.
Not so much for the size of the festival, but for the safety of it and the amount of kids events we had.
Right.
We were able to boast that we had over 30 different kids events.
Making it a very family-friendly event.
The hardest we can. We've been trying so hard to do that, to make this thing, you know. And you got a lot of people, you're going to have some crazies and things like that.
Right.
But, you know, I always feared years ago that one day that the people were actually leaving their kids at home.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays they're bringing their kids, and the kids are actually bringing their parents and making sure their parents take them along.
Right.
And we're really proud of that.
And this brings up a great time to pause and say we have a kid's T-shirt to give away.
No, that wasn't going to be hers.
No, that wasn't. I was very proud of you for that.
Thank you very much.
We are going to be giving away a kid's T-shirt, the Big Cheeseburger in Caseville shirt.
Yes.
It's green, right? Or is that when the yellow? Is the kids yellow?
The yellow one.
Yep, kids has the yellow shirt. I got one of the green ones. Green is my favorite color. And we're giving it away to caller number three, WLEW. 269-1340 is the number. Caller number three gets that kid's T-shirt. So now back to the kids, Steve.
Yeah.
What events do we have to allow the parents to bring their kids and make it a family-friendly event?
Absolutely, exactly. Well, you know, I mean, we've got a mud bath.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, that the kids just show up and they jump in the mud.
Mud is my favorite thing about the outside.
Ben Willenberg, the fire chief, along with the fire department guys, they come over, and it's located in the actual Caseville Township Park, which is on Caseville Road, so it's just a quarter mile from the main area, and they fill it with water, and then the firefighters, they turn the hose on, and the kids go and get cleaned up. And,
Very nice.
We're going to give out a couple special special prizes to the muddiest kids. you know, different things like that. That's going to take place, if I'm not mistaken, on Thursday. Yeah, Thursday, the mud bath, 4 to 5.
Oh, that's so fun.
I mean, parents, don't be afraid. You know, the kids will have a riot. We had just, I think this is the second year or third year we've done that. It's super cute.
And they get hosed off. It's not like you're, you know, sending them back to their parents covered in an inch of mud.
Yeah, exactly. You know, sometimes they might, you know, the fire department might goof around and say the hose broke and then kids sitting there in black. But, but real quick, though, when I was telling you about that Michigan Festivals and Events, when I went last year, there were only 300 chambers. Okay, meaning that basically half of the Chamber of Commerce in Michigan are not attending this because a lot of them are canceling their festivals.
Really?
Okay, due to the lack of people and things like that, you know. So it was really, really unfortunate, you know, kind of bummed me out when I was there, you know, watching that because, I mean, we used to have a whole room full of people, well over 1,000 people.
Right.
And this year there may have been 400 or 500 people.
So, wow.
You know, it's great to support these local festivals. I've been to every one of them that we've had throughout the thumb, you know, this past weekend in Bayport and that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we all need to work together. You know, basically all everybody, not just in our county, but the tri-counties. You know, I went over to Cass City to Independence Day. I was able to spend an hour over there and things like that. And, you know, it's good for everybody to go and visit, and it's a cheap way to go have fun with your family.
Right. Yes. You know? And like we were saying, it's a big family-friendly thing. Yeah. You don't need a sitter.
No.
Because odds are the sitter is out at Cheeseburger, too. But
Absolutely.
You can bring the kids and have fun, and it's fun for everyone.
And it's every day. Every day there's probably 3, 4, 5 different kids' events, from whipped cream pie eating contests. You know, we do the special. We have that kitty parade on Monday. Which, Terry Bourne from Keepsakes is in charge of. And the neat thing about that one is we they parade from the Independent Bank, and they go around the block, and they end up coming up to the city park.
Right.
Which is right on Pine Street there. And I know I know there were over 100 entrants last year.
Wow.
And that parade alone took an hour.
Yeah, and that's a little kid.
That's a little kid's parade.
That's a little kid's.
Yeah, and they're so neat. And some of these kids have the most creative things. And right after that, we have our Caribbean street dance. And I've got a duo coming in from Canada, Scotty Giles and his girlfriend. And they're terrific. They play Caribbean music. We have limbo contest. Deb McBride, she does that for us. And we have limo contest. We have hula hoop contest. Sherry Kraft.
Okay.
She wins every year. She's our vice president of the chamber. I don't really think she should be a participant, but she wins every year. She can do this. She's probably doing it right now as we speak. It's like it's not even on her.
Right.
It's amazing.
Taking a break real quick, just to say congratulations out to Hannah, another Bad Axe winner.
Hannah won
the T-shirt. So
congratulations, Hannah. Mm-hmm. You need to bring it over there and model it over at the amphitheater.
There you go.
Yeah. So like I mentioned, all the different businesses in Caseville. I mean, there's minnow racing. I mean, this goes on and on and on. Flamingo racing and different things like that at the Rainbow Motel. And everyone just does a phenomenal job participating, allowing it to be so fun and to keep these kids going, you know. And, Gilbert, the thing that bums me out is that you won't be here for our cheeseburger eating contest.
I'm so sad. I could put down so many cheeseburgers,
tasting contest, but on Wednesday, we have a new location. It's at the Blue Water Inn.
Okay.
And we have two groups of 10 people, and we'll probably have two categories, and last year, the record was 12 in 5 minutes.
Really?
Yes. Mm. Yeah. That's bun and everything. And they get water.
That's...
And this guy was taking it, and he was actually soaking it in the cup and stuff like that. It was
absolutely crazy.
Nasty. And he got rid of it just as quick as he could once the contest ended.
Yeah. I can't imagine 12 cheeseburgers feeling too good, you know, 10 minutes after eating them.
Oh, it's incredible. Unbelievable. Every day we have music continuously going, basically continuously going at our village park.
Right.
We have these small bands that we bring in, and you know, some are from quite a ways away.
Right.
Know, they come in and they perform for 3 hours, 4 hours. We've got a steel drum back this year, and they're going to be back, and they're going to be performing on the first Saturday.
Yeah.
That's a great day. It's an afternoon in the park before the big night comes with the big Buffett band. From 3 to 5 this year, thanks to the Arts Council, one of our sponsors, they're going to be having the Third Coast Steel Drum Band. And that's from 3 to 5 on the first Saturday, which would be the 13th. In the morning, and I always boast about that, you know, we do the tributes, which I'm proud of, and I basically started about 4 or 5 years ago. And Kurt Damro, who is now the 84th District Rep, but he's also retired Air Force, and at the same time he's in charge of the veterans and the veteran affairs.
And this is on Friday, right?
Yes. Okay. That'll start it off on Friday. Then we're going to go with the Music Doctors, and they've been performing here for quite some time. It was Marty and the Music Doctors, but unfortunately now it's just the Music Doctors. But terrific band, a great dancing band, and I always like to sit on stage. That's the first night, and I start talking.
Right.
And I get to talk and talk so much about our sponsors and how much fun we're going to have for 10 days. And I'll say, okay, here we are day one. But the neat thing is I get to tell everybody to take it easy on the beer, because tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock you need to go do the Cheeseburger Fun Run, which is a 5K run and walk. That's right at the county park, and that's done by Shure Hospital. And, you know, thumbs up to those guys doing that. I remember 7, 8 years ago, maybe 20, 30 walkers, and now you can add a couple numbers onto that. I bet you any money they'll get close to 1,000.
Wow. You think that'd be at the end to work off the cheeseburger.
I didn't think so. And when I was in town yesterday, there was a guy coming in bringing posters for the blood drive. I said, oh, I bet you get a lot of participants. And he goes, yeah, and it's pretty quick, too. The blood comes out fast.
Oh, yeah.
So they do that. The fire department, they start off the first Saturday. They do the juicy burgers.
Ooh, very nice.
You know, and, you know, the school, the Caseville Boosters Club, is down at the amphitheater all week long during the entertainment. Anytime you buy a hamburger over there, you're supporting the school.
Very nice.
You know, and I'm proud to say my wife's on the school board, and they didn't have to lay off a teacher at Caseville, and different things like this, you know, help out a lot.
Right, make the difference.
A lot of the nonprofit community groups, from the Kiwanis Club to even over here in the Safe Place.
Right.
Okay, I know they come into Caseville.
Yep.
That's fantastic that we can help all these nonprofit groups that can really use the support. And see, that's another advantage of cheeseburgers. So once again, you know, those people living in Caseville, listening to all the banging and noise, it's doing something good for your community.
Yes, it is, definitely. Yeah. So what do we have on the agenda for Sunday?
Sunday, well, we need to take it easy on Sunday. We'll have a worship service. Okay.
Very nice.
We'll
starting nice easy.
The Riverside Church, they're going to be doing that on both Sundays for us. But something new this year, and it's a brand new band. And this band is called... the legendary George Brothers.
Okay.
And probably one of the top five classic rock bands in all of Michigan.
That was my next question.
Yes.
What kind of band?
Oh, it's a classic rock band. The neat thing about it is it's from 6 to 9, and that way we get out of the park early. It'll still be nice and light out. Hey, some of the folks that are visiting from the city that have to go back on Sunday, they just might stick around a little bit longer. They can have dinner there, of course, a cheeseburger for dinner, and then... 9 o'clock, they can drive home, get home by 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, and earlier in the day on Sunday, and we're still working on this one, it's been in the workings, is Judy Rogers. She's just a good supporter. She's been doing this boat parade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it hasn't come out, I mean, where we haven't had the greatest weather on this one, Gilbert, but it's looking like our weather is going to be terrific on Sunday. And I'd love to see more boats participate in this.
Yes. That's going to be it's the Floating Fools Parade.
The Floating Fools
Hilarious.
Parade. Hilarious. Yep, so where'd they get that name?
Huh? I don't know.
Everything is, yeah. So that's going to be great. And then, you know, it's going to be a terrific weekend. And like I said, the weather is looking excellent. You know, hit or miss showers maybe on Saturday, but that's okay. You know,
can't have any shower Saturday.
Hey, the business. Oh, that's your wedding. Yeah, it's not going to rain Saturday.
No rain.
Right.
Monday. What do we have in store for Monday?
I mentioned we're going to do our street dance.
Yeah.
One of my favorite events, and I get to go to all the events. I attend all the events. I kind of take a week off at the hardware store, and I get to go to the Glow Golf. And nice. There's nothing funner than teeing off. I love golf, teeing off at 10 o'clock at night.
Yep.
That's done at the Kaysville Golf Course, and that's a lot of fun. We normally get done about 2:30 in the morning. If there's not a full moon, it's even harder. Honestly, there's no power carts allowed. You can see why there. They do have ponds.
Definitely.
Like
yeah.
And trees.
Don't want to sploosh.
Right, exactly. And then we just get right back into it. You know, Monday, the street dance and things like that. When you get into Tuesday, I'm looking at it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's about 8 different kids things.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
And what we'll do is see Monday night and Tuesday night. We stay out of the park. We give Judy and Stacy and all those employees over there a break.
Yep. Breather, getting ready for it.
Yes. On Tuesday, I'd mentioned the Wooded Island earlier. So let's go to the Wooded Island Tuesday night. Have a super 50s and 60s band.
Ooh.
Called the Sea Cruisers. And they're coming back, I believe, their 34th year. And boy, they love these guys. These
nice.
Guys are terrific. That's going to be at Dave Bout's place.
Alrighty.
And then everybody will get home early. 10 o'clock, the concert will end, and they can go and get their chairs ready.
Nice. Yep, chairs ready for the big parade on Wednesday.
I don't want to read my parent protocol, but one of the things that
we should go over that.
Yes. Let's see. Our cheeseburger buttons are still 7. Good for 10 days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and 12 and under are for free.
And 12 and under are for free, yep. And, yes, we have extended the parade route to provide more space. It will now start at Huron Street across from the
hardware
store. Good plug.
And the new time's 5:30.
The new time is 5:30. Early or tied chairs will be here you go. The parade start time is now 5:30, and untied chairs may be put out only on the day of the parade.
Right.
Early or tied chairs will be collected by the DPW, unfortunately. Yeah. You can't have those on there. But I think the keynote there is last year it said 6 a.m.
Right.
We had a big party at 6 a.m. last year. If you may notice there, it is the day of.
Right.
Okay. I don't want to say 12:01 is the day of.
Right.
Or
yeah.
2 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning. But that's just kind of a little hint that maybe you can get out there a little bit earlier and get that chair up.
Get your seat ready.
Yeah, exactly.
Along the nice long parade route now.
Yeah.
The extended route.
Yes. And a couple other things I put in there on that is parents, you need to watch your children, and children, you need to watch your parents.
It goes both ways.
It goes both ways, yes. Open intoxicants are illegal on the city streets. They'll get confiscated. We have an abundance of trash receptacles and porta-johns. Please respect the city. And you can tune in to 87.9. We have kind of like a little cheeseburger station.
Very nice.
And you can
all
kind
the
of tune
updates.
In case there's updates, schedule changes, different things like that.
And, of course, you have your website,
CaseVilleChamber.net,
rather.
Absolutely. And to the right of that, you can see that, Gilbert, which I think is extremely generous, extremely cool, and very, very beneficial. We have, for the past couple of years, and it's getting bigger every year, we've been in sync with the Thumb Area Transit.
Yep.
And those TAT buses, they've done a fantastic job for us as far as providing transportation. Now, this year, which is going to be new, is that I had talked to the Chamber of Commerce president from Bad Axe. People are actually inquiring about having transportation, and we are providing that now.
Wow.
You can get a ride right from here.
That's not bad.
Yes.
Not bad at all.
Yes, because, you know, parking can be an issue in case when you got a couple of 100,000 people there at one time. And that it will be available. You can contact them at 269-2121.
Not bad.
Area code 989. But they will be on the busy days on both Fridays and Saturdays, along with the parade day Wednesday and also on Thursday.
Yep.
And they go throughout the entire the park system.
Right.
I know they go as far as like the Dugan's Park if you were heading north towards the Port Austin area.
Wow.
And you can call
they cover
on
it
them.
All.
They extended the route. Well, it's very convenient if you're in the Port Austin area and you just drove over to one of the parks got a transportation, and it's. They don't really have set times, but it's almost like every half hour to hour.
Right. And safer there. You're not drinking when you shouldn't be, or driving when you shouldn't be, rather.
Yes, because we don't want to see any of that. You know,
right.
One thing that Sheriff Hansen was extremely extremely proud of the way the last few years has gone here as far as the drinking list and things like that.
Right.
And once again, I believe a lot of it has to do with the fact that parents are more responsible. Because even me as a parent, we're always more responsible when we're with our kids.
Right, yep.
down at the amphitheater, the concerts and things like that, you're noticing all of a sudden you got this little kiddie dance floor.
Right, yeah.
And I used to have to kick the adults off, and now I'm not kicking the little kids off because they get on the ramp in front of the stage.
Right, yeah.
But they sit there and they climb on the bars, and I have to kick them off. And
right.
I feel like I'm a really mean guy. You know, hey, get down from there. You know,
they'll grow up and understand, you know.
Yes.
30 cheeseburgers from now, they'll understand.
Yeah, right, exactly. They just want to get backstage. They're groupies just like the adults.
Right.
Yeah. Big Buffett fans that are coming in.
Yeah. Well, before we go, I do want to. We have one grand prize to give away.
Okay. Yep.
Before you start calling, let me tell you what it is. The grand prize comes with a cheeseburger sweatshirt for the cool cheeseburger night.
That's a bright one, too.
Yes, it's a very bright one. You won't be lost with this one. It comes with the cheeseburger bag and two buttons. Those buttons are good for any of the entertainment, any of the events going on all during all 10 days of Cheeseburger. So that is our grand prize. We're looking for caller number 3 at 269-1340. Very important. Caller number 3, 269-1340, gets the grand prize. So got a couple more minutes here, about two more minutes here. Steve, any last thoughts we want to talk about for Cheeseburger?
Well, you know what? Let me, if you don't mind, if I could do this for you, throw out a couple other names that are big supporters, and I'm going to start off with WLAW 102.1 and 1340 AM. Mm-hmm. You guys are terrific. You always are.
Thank you.
Done a fantastic job, same as you did for Ripstock. Our National Guard that helps out for our military tribute, which we start off on Friday. Sure Family Hospital, Caseville County Park. I have to use their name. NBC 25, they're a big sponsor this year. The Riverside Row House, Dairy Queen, Wooded Island, Rick's Graphics. Rick does a terrific job. McCormick Motors are sponsoring our car show, which
very
is
nice.
The last Sunday. Even Heat Kiln, Buchholz Transport, and Beetle Bay Marina Campground. And like I said, our big ones, Braun Builders, Seasons Change, Key North Mini Golf, Key North Surf Shop. And our beer companies, everyone just does a terrific job for support, and we couldn't do it without them. We couldn't do it without the support of all the numerous volunteers, our businesses, our local DPW and governments, our policing, and, of course, all the supporters,
right.
Even the local ones that are patient enough to allow us to put this 10 days of fun.
Of fun, yes,
safe,
absolutely.
Family fun.
Yes. So the big thanks to going out to everyone who makes this possible. We're still waiting to hear who our winner is. Oh, looks like it's coming through right now. Emily of Bad Axe. Emily of Bad Axe. Yes, congratulations. A lot of Bad Axe winners today.
She's got
today.
Her own little package. She can bring it all in there now. She's set to go to Cheeseburger.
Yep,
very
fun.
We should make sure we'll throw a schedule in there.
Yes, yes.
We'll
get you a schedule.
Right here at the radio station.
Have lots of those for you. And those schedules, just a couple more things. Got another minute here. Oh. You can get schedules at any Caseville business.
Yes.
And you can head to caseville chamber.net.
Yes. We have a printable schedule right on the internet.
So you can get that. You can get that way. And also the radio station, you have 87.9 FM. You can tune in anytime during Cheeseburger.
Yeah, on and off. It'll be on and off.
Okay.
I don't have time to DJ it at all times.
I know that feeling.
Hey, I really appreciate it, Gilbert. You let me come on here. And like I said, we're hoping to see as many people as we can, and we're glad that we can help out everybody in the entire Thumb area.
No problem. Thanks for coming in. Any other things, last-second things?
No,
we've got the transportation.
Get back to work. I got Doug Gettner and the jail crew and the sheriff department. They're down there putting up the snow fence, getting everything ready down there, our booster club. Caseville is going through a serious change as we speak.
I can imagine.
I've been in Bad Axe here for an hour now. I bet you when I get back, there's going to be about 19 new tents up and different things like that.
It's going to look totally different. So Cheeseburger starts this Friday, the 12th. That's when the photo contest and things like that start. Sure. And then the big event Friday night is the tribute to the U.S. Armed Forces, and the Music Doctors will be taking the stage.
And don't forget about our sandcastles either. We got some beautiful ones on both Saturdays.
Very nice.
Last year we had about 100 of them. So.
Very nice. Well, that's going to wrap up our time. But thanks again for stopping by, Steve. Always great.
Yeah, good luck on your marriage.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry I'll be missing Cheeseburger, but I know it's going to be awesome.
I know. No, congratulations to you, too.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, thanks for coming in again. You're listening to WLEW.
Today's What Do You Think program was brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents. Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance.